On Midwest Week, a new state government scandal in Illinois. Did someone cover up a rape? I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Tony Arnold, reporter for WBEZ in Chicago. Tony, this all started when you were looking through someone's emails, and what was your original investigation all about?
I was investigating a lobbyist in Springfield named Michael McLean because I wanted to do a story about his influence. Michael McLean has had a storied career in Springfield. He's a former state representative. And when he became a lobbyist, he became one of the most powerful lobbyists in Springfield because he had access in the ear of House Speaker Michael Madigan. He's a good friend of Michael Madigan. And I'm looking into McLean because I know the feds in Chicago are investigating one of McLean's longtime clients as a lobbyist in Springfield. That's Commonwealth Edison, the power company around Chicago, and how Commonwealth Edison would their lobbying activities are under investigation. So I wanted to do a story about one of their most powerful lobbyists, McLean, and what type of access and influence he had in the last 10 years or so. So I asked for his emails to the last few chiefs of staff of the last few governors, going back about 10 years. And this email that has just kind of been a bombshell was smack in the middle of this document dump that I received.
Yeah, when you first saw it, did it register with you, or did you a day later just say, wait a minute, what was that?
It took about half a dozen times of reading it to understand what I was looking at. I think it stopped me in my tracks, and I printed it out and read it a few more times to try to pick this thing apart. When you see these words coming from somebody with so much influence, referring to a rape in Champaign and in the context of a state worker who's facing discipline, who's kept his mouth shut about it. There's just so much there to unpack, and it took me several minutes to realize the severity of what I was looking at.
And then who was Mr. McLean writing to with that email?
Here McLean is emailing two of then-Governor Pat Quinn's top advisors. One was his legislative affairs liaison, Gary Hannig, himself who was a former state representative who was in leadership under House Speaker Michael Madigan when he was in the House. The second person on that email was Jerry Sturmer. Sturmer was one-time Quinn's chief of staff who became a senior advisor to then-Governor Quinn.
Has anyone said anything about this? I mean, McLean, Hannig, any of these other guys, have they commented at all since you wrote about this?
You know, I've been trying to get a hold of them for a long time now to respond to this, and my calls, my emails, my social media requests, none of them have been answered by anyone. Interestingly enough, Michael McLean was out having lunch last week in downtown Chicago at a very popular place to be seen in the city, a restaurant called Chicago Cut, a very expensive, nice steakhouse. My colleagues, Dave McKinney and Dan Mealopoulos, heard that he was having lunch there and caught him when he was walking out. And he said that his attorney had advised him not to answer any questions about what this email was really all about, what he was referring to.
Mm-hmm. So we don't know anything more about the whatever that rape in Champaign was referring to at this point.
All sorts of people are talking about it and thinking about what it could be. At this point, we don't know definitively what McLean is referring to. And the fact is that the one person who could answer these questions, explain himself, is Michael McLean, and he's not talking.
Okay. How about Governor Pritzker? He's commented at least a little bit on this.
Governor Pritzker, when his staff found this email in response to my open records request, they turned this over to the Executive Inspector General, which is just an office of the state government that investigates wrongdoing within state government. And so they turned this over right away to them. And Pritzker himself has kind of left it up to that investigation to play out before calling for any kind of action. He's been lobbed a few questions by reporters about what does this really say about Madigan, that one of his best friends would write something like this on government email? And Pritzker has basically said, let's let the investigation play out before he starts calling for action.
Okay, so who else is involved in investigating this besides the Inspector General?
Well, the Champaign County State's Attorney, the prosecutor there, told me that her office is investigating and working with the Illinois State Police and the Illinois Attorney General and the U.S. Attorney's Office, federal prosecutors. So there's been all sorts of calls for investigations as a result of this publication of this email. Everybody wants answers, and now there are several bodies investigating the meaning of what this email is all about.
Okay. Now, the email that we're talking about also mentioned some ghost workers. Remind us, what are ghost workers, and do we know anything more about that?
Yeah, ghost workers. It's ghost workers is a reference to basically somebody who's on the payroll but does very little to no work at all. And that's a crime. In fact, there's a sitting Illinois state senator right now, Tom Cullerton, who's accused of being on the payroll of the Teamsters and faces federal indictment right now for doing no work. And Cullerton has denied those charges, but still, you know, that shows what kind of a crime this is. We don't know from the email. Again, McLean has not answered any questions about this, and it's unclear what McLean is referring to, who the ghost workers are. He calls them in the email Jones's ghost workers. It's not clear who Jones is. We do know that the employee that's at the center of this email, the state employee who is facing discipline, McLean wanted this disciplinary action to be postponed. The state employee's overall supervisor was named Lori Rickman Jones. She's not returned my calls for comment. And she is married to the former Illinois Senate President, Emil Jones, also from Chicago, and he's not returned my calls for comment either.
Okay. Now, going back to ComEd, Tony, that was sort of the original starting point for your investigation. Where is that right now, and hasn't that touched some important people in Illinois so far?
No, it sure has. We know that the feds are investigating ComEd. ComEd it's a giant company where if you live in Chicago, you pay your electricity bill to ComEd in all likelihood. So ComEd's CEO resigned, and so have a few other top advisors or top officials within ComEd have all resigned as a result of this federal investigation. But nobody's been charged with wrongdoing, and so that's still pending. Another big lobbyist for ComEd is named Jay Doherty. Doherty ran a nonprofit in Chicago called the City Club. And the City Club would host lunches downtown where politicians would come and give a speech. Reporters like myself have covered City Club speeches for years now. Well, Doherty ended up resigning as both the president of the City Club and as a lobbyist for ComEd. He's also under federal scrutiny, but not been charged. And he's being looked at as being basically a kind of a pass-through of money from ComEd to other people. So, again, nobody's been charged, but this investigation is very widespread, and a lot of people have been wrapped up in it, even though nothing formal has been filed yet in court.